So we're speaking today with Dale Moe of Two Harbors Ukulele Group and an organizer for the, I guess it's the 11th annual Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival. And is this the first time that all the participants who've been in town at the beginning of the festival have had a chance to descend on our fair city of Two Harbors?
We have a lot of repeat people who have been at our carnivals. We have some that have been at every single one.
Oh, what I meant, though, Dale, have they ever taken their music down into town and shared it with the locals?
No. And so this Thursday, that's really the cool thing for the city of Two Harbors, is there's going to be some music that you've never heard before.
Fantastic.
So the only one they've heard is the Two Harbors Ukulele Group, but we've got some real pros coming in here. This will be a lot of fun.
And I suspect an awful lot of the membership of Thug is present on this weekend. It isn't a mandatory appearance by all Thug players, or it should be.
Yeah, this is a big deal for us. It's what we do all year long. If we get any donations in the year, it gets all recycled back into this carnival. And the reason for it is we are able to let people attend this, and we don't charge them a penny.
That is amazing. Really, you have well over 100 people, pushing over 150 people, and there's not a charge for participating. Of course, people are coming from all around the country, and they have plenty of expenses to try to stay in the area. But you do help out with providing some food right at your venue. I think that's become a tradition of having various suppers and lunches provided through different local vendors.
We do. And this is really another cool thing about what we're doing up there. We have the Two Harbors football team is providing a couple of meals, spaghetti dinner and so on, plus the athletic department on Sunday morning is providing a pancake breakfast. We've got some food trucks coming up, nacho business food truck. So we're kind of spreading it out to a lot of folks that are local. Louise's Cafe is catering our Saturday night dinner. And that, as you mentioned earlier, we are not taking any more online registrants. And that's because you had to register and designate whether or not you were going to have the Saturday night catered dinner. That catered dinner, we have to pay for it in advance. And so need an indication who's going to be there. But if anyone wants to attend this ukulele festival, they can just show up. They can register on Friday all day and up until noon on Saturday. So they will have the benefit of a free concert. There's lessons for beginners. If they've never picked up a ukulele before, these folks will teach you how to do it. There's several mini concerts. We've got a couple from Minneapolis. The Wrights are coming up, and they do a fantastic mini concert, as does Lori Kalavig. Just a lot of music, lots of music all day long on Friday and Saturday. Then Sunday morning, we have Ukester Brown and his lovely wife doing a gospel sing-along from 9 to 10, and then the pancake brunch for served by the Two Harbors High School Athletic Department. So lots of stuff going on.
Phenomenal. And if I remember correctly, you also have a theme this year. Is it 70s music? Yeah. And how does that fit in? Are people who are coming all, I don't know what you'd call it, woodshedding, learning tunes together?
Well, we have what's called a mask ukulele group.
A mug.
Mug, you got the acronym. On Saturday night, our concert, we have everyone who is there with a ukulele. We've taught them several of these mass ukulele group songs all day on Saturday.
Okay.
And then Saturday, when we have the concert, they get to play in the concert. Can you imagine 150, 200 ukuleles strumming in unison?
Yeah, hopefully that unison can be attained. I mean, you've got some people who will be pretty new to their instruments. I don't know whether they usually feel reluctant to join in, but I don't know. I'm not a musician, so I don't know how quickly one can adapt and at least fake it in the group concert.
There is no shame in ear ukulele.
is that also an online game that one can play? Ook Rockstar? air guitar.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Well, Dale, it sounds like an utterly full weekend that would leave you exhausted. I guess I am wondering, do you have any secret sources of helping to fund all, and never mind all the energy that a core of you have to put in during the year to pull this off, but do you raise money from foundations or from car washes, or how do you keep Thug and the Ukulele Carnival going? I mean, is it on a wing and a prayer? I mean, you don't have to give away any secrets. If you're robbing banks, that's secret safe with us.
As a retired banker, I say, no,
okay.
Don't rob banks.
Okay. No, but, don't do that at home.
We do about 35 to 40 gigs a year. And if folks want to make a donation, we don't charge anything. But if they want to make a donation, we take that and recycle it back into this event.
Wow.
Plus, Love and County has also been very generous to us this year, helping us out. So we're able to offer this for $0 to attend. It's really a cool thing.
It really is.
And we're looking forward to next year.
You're already thinking 2023. You've just entered the second decade, and now you're always ready for the next challenge. Who knows? Eventually, this may become an all-week affair if you don't watch it. Be careful, Dale. It's a slippery slope.
It could be called Ukestock.
And we can just skip the mud and just, call it Ukestock, and we'll just, hope there's enough parking.
that's true. Next year, a little teaser is we do have a nationally known artist who a lot of people would just give their eye teeth to see. She's going to be here, and we have a lot of other things coming up with it. So this year's going to be great. And next year is shaping up already, so it should be a heck of a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, thank you, Dale, for giving us a glimpse into the 2022 Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival. I wish you guys luck, and I'll be doing a little anti-rain dance on Thursday afternoon. Some of us could use the rain this part of the week. Why don't we get it out of the way? But as you know, if we try too hard to influence those things, weird things can happen.
I know. Well, you do your anti-rain dance, and I'll buy an umbrella.
Okay. And can you hold an umbrella up and play a ukulele underneath it?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
That sounds like you have to be multidextrous, so good luck with that, Dale.
Thank you.
All right. You take care, and we will see you on the radio and at many Thug events to come around the area. The Two Harbors Ukulele Group has made a real impact in our city, and we really appreciate what you folks do.
Thank you, Dale.
You take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Dale Moe from the Two Harbors Ukulele Group and the organizer, one of several of the Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival. You are in tune to KTWH.